Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Oh, it's crystal clear out this morning. You could open a window. It's really, really nice now. But by later today, you will need the air conditioning back. We're going to get to 90 degrees this afternoon. It's 60 degrees right now. Our top story this morning, the Cowboys. The Cowboys have clawed their way back to 500 after a big win Sunday.
Don't sound so surprised, Joe. The boys doubling up. The Commanders, 44-22 at AT&T Stadium.
That's because Dak took charge with three touchdown passes.
Deep ball to the middle to Lamb. 35 broke away. Left side 20. Walk your dog. Right on in. Welcome back, C.D. Lamb.
Oh, yeah, he was good. And his first quarterback after missing three games with a bum ankle, he caught five passes for 110 yards. But Jerry Jones just as happy with that much maligned defense.
Every Cowboy fan should be excited how that defense played. They really did some impressive things out there. Credit goes to head coach, who spent a lot of time on that side of the ball this week, along with Flus, and making an adjustment. Certainly gives us a lot of hope as we look to the future.
I don't think he gave any thumbs up or middle fingers
hand
this
gestures
time around. Yeah, just win evens the Cowboys record at 3-3-1. They'll head to Denver to meet the 5-2 Broncos on Sunday. They beat the Giants yesterday.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. If you are among those thinking the attendance at the State Fair of Texas was down this year, KRLD's Russell Scott reports, you're right. But despite that, the fair still generates a lot for the local economy.
The State Fair closed up shop last night, ending another 24-day run. A lot of fun had by a lot of people.
The dog show that we just saw was really cool. We also saw, I think it was called Majesty of the Horse.
She is among the 2 million people that attended the State Fair this year. And yes, that is about 400,000 fewer people than last year. And how about all that fair food that didn't get sold?
It's amazing good food.
This year, fair vendors are contributing more than 150,000 pounds of food to the North Texas Food Bank. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Went to the fair yesterday, had some really good ramen, by the way. It was like this, it was like a Mexican take on ramen. It was really good. I enjoyed it. It is 7:06 at KRLD. Well, in other news, a triple murder suspect is still in the hospital. Police say Christopher Reed shot himself after crashing his van into the Ennis Buc-ee's, injuring a customer. KRLD's Kurt Lewis picks up the story from there.
I'm here at this Buc-ee's along I-45, and this storefront is still boarded up where the van smashed in, striking an Oklahoma woman who was just passing through and decided to make a Buc-ee's stop. She was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. That's when police say Reed shot himself. He's listed in critical condition. Even before this incident, the Henderson County Sheriff's Office was looking for Reed as they're suspect in the murder of three people just outside Maybank, where a neighbor says she was awakened by Reed's brother pounding on her door.
He said my brother shot me. Because I asked him, because I was on 911, and she said, well, ask him where, you know, does he know who shot him? He said his brother shot him.
That brother was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. At the Buc-ee's in Ennis, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today is the first day of early voting across North Texas. The main thing you will see are 17 proposed state constitutional amendments. The amendments include increases to the homestead exemption for property taxes and water bills. State lawmakers are asking voters to approve $20 billion to fund new water supply projects and improve existing systems over the next 20 years. Now, with so many people moving to the state, Prop 4 would create a dedicated funding stream to help local utilities access more water and upgrade their infrastructure. Different counties have proposals dealing with city ordinances. Polls are open until 5 p.m. all week.
And what do we expect? Like ones and ones of people to show up for early voting?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, this is an off-year election. But there are, I mean, constitutional amendments. It's going to be a tedious ballot because there's going to be a lot on the ballot. It will take a while. So make sure you take your sample ballots.
Yeah, I got to do your research.
And at home, fill out your sample ballots just so you know how you're going to vote because, if you don't want to be stuck in your polling place having to read. Heaven forbid we have to read all the words.
I know.
Because it is going to be a long ballot.
Yeah, just run it through ChatGPT, let it make the selections for you, and then bring it in.
No doubt.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
An artillery shell detonates prematurely during a live fire exercise at Camp Pendleton in California Sunday, sending shrapnel towards the motorcade of J.D. Vance. That's our vice president, and a California Highway Patrol vehicle on I-5. A fire engulfs an RV parked next to a home in East Dallas, killing an elderly woman and her dog. Cops now say they're investigating this as a possible homicide. They think it might have been arson. Dallas Cowboys get back on track. Now 3-3-1 after a 44-22 beatdown of the Washington Commanders. Dak threw for three touchdowns. The Cowboys will try to keep it rolling Sunday in Denver against the 5-2 Broncos.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Briefing. This is your rapid fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So we had a text message on the K-Post Roofing text line about what aging rock bands should perform at the Coliseum. That's their requirement. Mm-hmm. And a text says Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yes.
That's what I thought. And then
Do
I looked it up.
Do you remember?
Well, and then I looked it up. There are six members of the Earth, Wind, and Fire. Of the six, three are still alive.
Okay, that'll do it. That'll work.
That's fine. Yeah.
And by the way,
half is better than none.
For what it's worth, they are still touring. It's 7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all news morning show. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates, brought to you by Code Launch, the high octane startup competition The future of tech is at codelaunch.com.
Amazon Web Services experienced an outage this morning that affected a number of companies around the world. Amazon is the most popular cloud provider globally, underpinning a large chunk of the internet. Amazon Web Services accounts for about a third of the cloud market, meaning any outage has a major ripple effect. Amazon says the service has recovered. Turning to trading, stocks are kicking off the week with gains. The U.S. and China return to the negotiating table this week over trade. Frictions are easing, and that's helping to boost sentiment. S&P futures are rising 21 points, Dow futures gaining 90. And workers say having DEI on a resume can be a career killer. Just a few years ago, working in diversity, equity, and inclusion made a person a hot commodity in corporate America. DEI specialists tell Bloomberg they're getting fewer interviews. New postings for diversity roles have been approximately cut in half this year from 2019, according to Revelio Labs. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
This news for Trajan Wealth at 7:25.
Good to have you with us. And a Texas business tycoon has taken his work to Washington, and he says we might be slogging through this government shutdown partially, but the Texas economy can be a model for the rest of the country. Here's Alan Skaya.
Prosperro Jr. now chairs the U.S. Chamber Board and says he tells politicians the most important thing they do is take care of their district.
In politics and in life, do a great job when you're there, but then be loyal. There are a lot of people that are going to help you along the way.
Congress passed a tax bill this year, and now Prosperro says they should focus on deregulation.
We're the richest nation in the world when it comes to rare earths. And so why are we allowing China to dominate rare earth mining and manufacturing? Doesn't make any sense at all.
He says 95% of businesses he represents are small, and he describes the discussion about tariffs as front and center when he's talking with them. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Texas is not among the more than 20 states suing the Trump administration's EPA over a canceled Biden-era solar program.
Harris County is suing the EPA for terminating some $54 million in already approved grant funding. That's only part of a $7 billion program designed to help low-income households with solar power. By Friday, more than 20 states had also sued the EPA for killing that program after the money was dispersed. The Solar for All effort was part of the Inflation Reduction Act, with money earmarked for individual projects nationwide. This is the third lawsuit claiming EPA has no legal authority to deobligate funds that have already been dispersed. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, Mavs unveil game day food and beverage offerings ahead of the home opener against the Spurs coming up on Wednesday night. You can try a Big Tex Margarita, a Smoky Paloma, or Angel's Old Fashioned. Banano Brothers cheese and pepperoni pizza could be to your liking, or maybe an all-beef hot dog. That is Heather's favorite. You'll also have a chance to get chicken tenders by Spring Chicken, or if you're really hungry, the Texas-sized Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
That sounds good, too.
Can't we just call it something else other than the Philly cheesesteak? Can we call it a Texas-sized cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Can we just take the Philly name out of it?
Thanks. Exactly. Like Texadelphia.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, as you can imagine, you can bet there's a lot of saturated fat in some of that food that we're talking about there. The Health and Human Services Secretary is expected to roll out what he calls new common sense guidelines when it comes to saturated fats. RFK Jr. believes dairy products have been unfairly demonized. Nick Smith has more.
Secretary Kennedy argues refined carbohydrates and ultra-processed foods are the problem, and they have been largely ignored in the conversations about obesity and inflammation. Right now, the nation's dietary guidelines, which are updated every 5 years, suggest people limit saturated fats to 10% of their daily caloric intake. However, the American Heart Association takes it a step further, saying it should be less than 6%.
Now, many nutritionists argue that more saturated fats will make Americans less healthy.
Hey, heretofore, can we not do those two stories back to back?
How come?
Why not?
Yeah. I was enjoying the food part, and then you're like telling me I can't enjoy the food part.
Okay, fine.
You just rearrange
things.
You, Joe.
All right.
You do you.
Restack it, as we say.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.